This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and service veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website, Frank Savalo. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, the big news last night, while a lot of people were sleeping, the $908 billion COVID aid package was agreed upon in principle. I've got some of the details here in front of us. They also are trying to add this along to the $1.4 trillion spending bill funding the government until September of 2021. They've got till midnight tonight to do that, so they're running pretty close on the time schedule, if you will. But first of all, the package will give a $600 direct payment to individuals and boost unemployment benefits by $300 a week. As I said, Congress aims to include the coronavirus aid package with the $1.4 trillion spending bill through September 2021. A lot of people are mad and upset that they're not getting either the $1,200 or more when it comes to the unemployment. But that, I suppose, is what kept all this discussion going on to begin with.
Could have been. I'm going to go out here on a limb here. It's a very sturdy limb, though, and say that if the election, if Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have thought that Joe Biden was going to be the next president, you wouldn't be getting $600.
Right.
You know, she withheld this whole thing and has admitted to as much.
Yep.
That the only reason this thing's passing is because the election turned out the way it did. If not, you could have gone and jumped off a cliff. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the economy of the United States. It was all politics to her, and they admitted it. So remember that. Everybody in San Francisco who needs this bailout, remember that. But I do want to reiterate this so everyone hears it again. I said it the first time around. This is not a gift from the government. This is not the government giving you a stipend of $600. This is you getting your tax money back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is your money to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're right. Now, here's something else to think about with Nancy Pelosi. As it stands right now with the new election coming in January, or the new Congress coming in January the 6th, there will be 220 Democrats, 214 Republicans, with one seat still undecided, which probably will have to be decided by the Congress themselves as they send people to New York's 22nd congressional district to see what the heck went on there, that the Republican is up by 12 votes.
Yeah, it's the slowest margins since a very long time. And I'm not, you know, everyone's going, well, it's going to be hard to get things through for her. And this is why they're saying that. You've got, we just saw a snub of AOC mm-hmm. on the Energy Committee, which she desperately wanted because of the new Green Deal.
Yep.
You're going to see some defections in smaller factions because it's going to only take six votes to toss it, seven votes to toss it.
Yep.
In order to play politics. So it's a completely different animal for Nancy Pelosi in the House this time around. And if she's not careful, there may be enough Democrats midstream to topple her speakership.
Yep, that's true. Now, the other thing with this bill, there is a provision of $15 billion to grant new payroll assistance that will allow airline workers to return more than 32,000 furloughed workers to their payrolls through March the 31st. And also, the deal will include, and this is a problem that I have because I know what happens to this money if they don't do what they say they're going to, this deal will also include $1 billion for passenger railroad line Amtrak, $14 billion for public transportation systems, and $10 billion for state highways. Now, in the past, a lot of these states have taken this money and used it to balance their budgets.
Well, and as an aside, a lot of the states take their lottery money and throw it into the general fund to borrow against it, too, even though it's earmarked for education.
That's right.
So take a look at your systems and see what's happening with that money. It is a complete scam. The road money, same thing. Amtrak, we shouldn't even be in the business of the railroad as a government. That should be a completely private entity. It would move much better. It would be much more efficient. You'd see it used for many more creative things. Amtrak's never made any money.
No.
Never. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you look at the major city hubs that have commuter railway, mm-hmm. they could be self-sufficient if you gave it to the regional transit authorities. But, you know, why we keep feeding Amtrak, I don't know.
Me neither. It's just like the old Penn Central and all that.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Bruce will be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there. Check out his podcast and the articles that are over there, too. And I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And Moss Nissan right now has got plenty of the 2021 Rogues they're in. And boy, have they made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Totally redesigned. And the Rogue has really gone rogue this time. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. By the way, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, a tremendous added value package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here, with over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. And remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Just visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and make sure you tell them the Captain sent you, because that'll save you even more money. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Who do you think would be the two most influential Republicans in Washington, D.C., if Donald Trump is not the president and goes back to Mar-a-Lago?
Given a victory in Georgia, it would have to be Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy.
You betcha. Now, McConnell has delivered in ways that people never thought. Obviously, the judges Over 200 judges have been appointed and confirmed on his watch.
Well, his arm was twisted and jammed up behind his back because Trump wanted those nominees.
Mm-hmm.
He also understood the political playing field needed to be what it is. We need to be able to get a little bit of a foothold in the judiciary because for many, many years, progressives were seating people on the judiciary, and we weren't doing our due diligence. That's why we have some of the problems that we're seeing today with some of the people who are Obama appointees ruling very, very, very politically going forward in the election. I've never been a McConnell fan. I don't think he's all that effective. I think that someone who heads the most powerful debating chamber on the face of the planet should be a better orator than he is. And I am extremely disappointed in him for saying that, for calling Joe Biden the president-elect and not getting behind the effort that's happening in the Electoral College certification. So, and that all becomes moot if we don't win Georgia.
Well, here's
if the Democrats win the two seats in Georgia, then Mitch McConnell means nothing.
Here's the thing: there are 36 congressional members. I believe they're all Republicans, but I was told there might be a Democrat or two scattered in there, along with Florida Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida 1, who just announced yesterday he will also challenge the Electoral College votes on January the 6th. So I believe that made number 36 in terms of the people that were challenging. But I've not heard of anybody yet in the Senate. Have you?
Gaetz made it pretty clear that Tuberville was going to do it in the Senate.
Okay.
We haven't heard from him yet, though.
No,
be just Matt Gaetz being Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. And, of course, he's out there tooting his horn because he wants to be the attorney general in the event that Donald Trump does, in fact, win this. He wants to be the future attorney general. Or if Donald Trump comes back and runs for president, he wants to be the attorney general. And he's already come out and said it.
I think he's going to be a little bit disappointed in that because of some of the things he said first time around. Remember, he had to be admonished by the president a couple times first time around. I think he's got some youthful indiscretion to dispense with before he gets to be attorney general.
Now,
that said, we were talking about the most powerful people in Washington. I think it's a completely different mix. I think the three most important people, much to my chagrin, are going to be Susan Collins,
yeah,
Mitt Romney, and Lisa Murkowski, because those three wishy-washy Republicans can throw a wrench into a two-person majority pretty damn fast.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. But let's just bring Kevin McCarthy into the mix, because I think in the not-too-distant future, he's going to be the Speaker of the House.
No, let's see what their bridge looks like when we take the majority over. Remember, he did not sign on with the overwhelming number of House Republican members who backed the Texas lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of two people who didn't sign on to that with no excuse when he should have been leading the charge.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we keep playing the same Republican game that we've been playing since I've been on the face of the planet, if it's the it's my turn game, then yeah, he'll be the next Speaker of the House. If the new Republican Party that has got a little bit more backbone and a little bit more anger and who's a little bit more hungry to actually get some things done, the Trump Republican Party is in control of the party, then Kevin McCarthy's going to have to earn his position.
Yeah, it could then go to the young wrestler, congressman in Ohio, Jim, what the heck is his last name? You know who I'm talking about?
There's a plethora of people that are hungry and aggressive. And that's what we need in the House and the Senate. People who are not playing the same go along to get along game, and now that we're in power, we're just going to slow it down and be quote unquote fair. We've got to be able to start taking ground back from the middle, because every time the Democrats and the progressives win, they push that middle further to the left. And then when the Republicans say, oh, we just want to get back to fair and in the middle, we're to the left of where we used to be. We need another 8 years of a Ronald Reagan in order to push this thing back in over the 50-yard line. back into the leftist territory here, because right now we're sitting on our own 20.
Now, we have another challenge coming to the Supreme Court. And this was a brief that was filed yesterday, apparently, by the Trump administration. And they are asking the Supreme Court to reverse a trio of decisions from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court easing of some of the state's election rules related to signature verification, election day observation, and the final one, which I suppose was the big one, the mail-in ballot declarations, where they gave them more time to bring them in, none of which was done under the Constitution in Pennsylvania that said the legislature had to do it, not the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
And that needs to be the question. I'm kind of befuddled about why Trump's lawyers aren't doing it with a constitutional question every single time. And I'm absolutely disgusted with the Pennsylvania legislature. They should be the one bringing this lawsuit. The question on the field is this. If your constitution was your ante into the big poker game that is the Union of the United States, then do you at will get to violate your own constitutional rules while everybody has to follow them? In five states, constitution was violated in the changing of election law. That should be the constitutional question going forward, because there's no way to say, well, yes, some states get to violate their constitution, others don't. That's a simple question for the Supreme Court. It's one they shouldn't be able to turn down. It's the one they turned down when Texas brought the suit. Pennsylvania's legislature has to bring that suit. Michigan's legislature, Wisconsin's legislature, Georgia's legislature, they have to bring those suits for those questions, because when the Supreme Court says, no, you can't violate your constitution, you have a process. That's what makes you part of the union. You had to have that constitution in order to get into the union. You have to have fidelity to that. That's the question that should be being asked, and I'm stunned that that's not, it wasn't the question in the very beginning in this whole thing. I remember in the beginning I said, I'm kind of worried about the legal team going forward, because they have to ask a very well-worded constitutional question of the Supreme Court, or the Supreme Court will ignore them, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody finally chimed in and said something. I've been wondering why we haven't heard much from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham said, and I quote yesterday, I tend to believe there was election fraud and that it was stolen or rigged.
Well, I'm glad he finally spoke up, because it's been very, very, very obvious to everyone who's been paying attention that especially in the five states that are in question, that we've got a problem.
Well, my friend, we will talk to you, let's see, after Christmas, not until then. So have yourself a good Christmas, and we'll be talking about what's going to happen next week, because I understand we may see each other.
Yeah, we might. Merry Christmas, everybody, and stay well.
All right, thank you. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress reached a deal Sunday on a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package, including a new round of $600 stimulus checks for most Americans. The pack will include temporary supplemental payments of $300 weekly for those on unemployment, plus direct $600 stimulus checks to Americans with yearly incomes of up to $75,000. Both chambers of Congress are expected to vote on the package today. The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins was sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Space Force Friday from his post on board the International Space Station. Hopkins is the first NASA astronaut to serve in Space Force. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
And don't forget, their telephone number is 877-245-6707. 877-245-6707. There is a live person there to talk to you right now. Give them a call. Ask them whatever question you want. And by the way, Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. So it's F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. Their telephone number, 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, we know, folks, we're not out of the woods yet, but we're also not dead, and we're not going to roll over and play dead. And here's a little something to remind you.
Then get back home. Now here I am living in a
surrounded by steel and stone. I got a neighbor, he's a lawyer. His wife could be his daughter. He don't know what to think of me. Cause I sight my bow on a styrofoam dough by the hole of the 18th green. Cause I ain't out of the woods yet. Still got a blue collar and a redneck. Got a gun rack in the back window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can't survive. I say, hey, y'all, and I reckon so. We're the Mossy O's from head to toe. The corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet.
Alrighty. That's Colt Ford, and he ain't out of the woods yet, and we're not out of the woods yet either, because let's think about something for a second here. You know, a lot of people are at their wits' end. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know what's going to happen with this January 16th that a lot of people are counting on, the Congress and this, that, and the other. But what happens if it doesn't go our way? What happens? Well, we need to have a plan in place. We need to regroup, and we need to make sure that we get it right this next time around. Now, here's the deal. For you people up there in Georgia, you already know what happened to you in the presidential race on November the 3rd. You already know. You ought to be able to know what to look for, what to watch for, so that you know what you need to do to stop and prevent it from happening again. And I'm sure you do. Now, I'm going to be getting a call tomorrow from our attorney friend, who's going to be right up there in Georgia, right in the middle of it, watching everything that's going on, taking the full gamut, knowing full well what transpired the last time around. And I made a comment to my pal. I said, listen, you know what Stacey Abrams did. I wouldn't allow not one of her votes, one of her absentee ballots to be counted until I verified it 100%. And if I couldn't verify it at 100% that it was a live person, an actual physical address, and they were who they said they were and could prove who they were, then I wouldn't count the vote. How can you, with all the votes that she added, over a million the first time around, and now she's added another bunch of ballots on top of that, a bunch of registrants on top of that, new voter. How is that even possible? Think about that for a minute. This stuff just doesn't happen. Which leads me to wonder where these registered voters are coming from. And by the way, let's see. Christine is saying, Christine, I don't have any idea what the numbers are over there because they're not telling us. They are not telling us, so we don't know. But I'll tell you this much. They just bought a bunch of vaccine from Pfizer. 100 million doses of vaccine going to China. So you figure it out. You figure it out. I have no idea what they're doing over there in China. But here's the deal. Getting back to my point. We have no idea what's going to happen, but we have to plan. We have to plan. Does anybody other than me not remember the tea parties and what we did? We put the fear of Jesus in politicians with the movement we had. The fear of Jesus. And that's what we did. That's what we did. And guess what? It worked. It worked. Absolutely, positively worked. Because we got out on the streets, we went to their offices, we called and made appointments, we did what we had to do to be relevant, played the game of politics with them. And when everybody said, well, you guys disappeared. No, we never disappeared. We're still around. We still have our meetings. We still go to politicians' offices. We still call them up. We still do all of the same, and we still get noticed. It's when you stop doing that stuff, that's when all the other stuff comes in. So here's my point. My point is we have to stay engaged. We have to stay engaged. That's number one. And you better believe that a President Joe Biden, if he in fact becomes the official president on January the 6th, and a Vice President Kamala Harris, if she does in fact become the official vice president on January the 6th, you better believe that they are going to be watching their backs and they're going to be watching the polls. That's what they're going to do. So, that's the way the game is played. And they don't have that big of a majority in the House, number one. 220 to 214 right now. And it could be 220 to 215, because we got one congressional seat, New York's 22nd district, sitting there. Hasn't been decided yet. 12 votes is the number of votes so far for the person that's in front, the Republican. 12 votes. Now, the Congress is going to get involved in that. They're going to send their election committee or whatever the heck they call it, just like they did down here to Florida 13 when it was the original Florida 13 with Vern Buchanan and Christine Jennings, to get in the middle of all that, to double-check and triple-check everything and make sure things were right. And they'll be around again to do the same thing, I'm sure, up in New York. And we'll see what happens. So at the very least, Nancy is going to have a majority of six, could be seven, but could be five. Could be five. And that will allow for room for people to stray a little bit. Think about AOC and the squad and their plus one or whatever they got. I think there's five of them now. What could happen with their five votes if they just decided to, oh, I don't know, sit out to where Nancy couldn't get her 218 needed to have the majority? Wouldn't that be something? Mark my words, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. And now it's totally up to us, we the people, as to what we're going to do. We need to make up our minds as to whether or not we are going to be involved and engage the Democrats and challenge them every time they do something that we know goes against our values. We have to do it, and we can do it. Our elected officials can do it, and we can do it, and we need to do it. So that's my whole point. That's my 2 cents worth here right now. Don't stop engaging. If anything, stay more involved. Bring back the boat parades you had out there. Bring back the car caravans, the flag waving. Bring it back. Let people know you are involved. You are engaged. Let them see you. All right, I'll be right back with the sports guy, Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, Dominic's is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And by the way, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's does something that the big box stores won't do. They offer you installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and I will guarantee you they are the best in the business at what they do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. Remember, that's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save yourself some money, and you'll get yourself some great service and great products in the process. All right, well, here he is, the Sports Zone guy who was yesterday on the radio Sports Zoning It. So what's going on this morning?
What's going on this morning is the Cleveland Browns hang in there against the New York Giants and win 20-6. Last night, for people that are tuning in right now to your great show. So they're right there in the playoff hunt. We'll see what happens. And for all the New York Jets fans out there, interesting day. They finally get their first win, Captain, against the Rams, who really are a good team. They just let down. But it's the Jets' first win of the season, and now they just knocked themselves out of getting the number one pick. So the Jets fans are going, we can't even win right. So a very interesting situation there, Captain. Then you have the Chiefs yesterday. They win their ninth in a row, man. They moved to 13-1. This team just finds a way to win.
They're peaking.
To New Orleans, and they put it on. Mm-hmm. So 32-29. Go ahead, Cap. Sorry.
What did you say? They beat the who? The Saints?
The New Orleans Saints, yes, sir.
Okay. And Breeze started yesterday, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That's a great point, Captain. And what happened was, you know, he's still hurting a little bit, but he wanted to play. He's not 100%, but he's got to get ready for the playoffs here in a few weeks. And then in that same division, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came back from a 17-0 deficit at halftime. Mm-hmm. That's the fourth time this year Atlanta's been ahead by two touchdowns and lost the game or more.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Very fortunate that Tampa Bay won that game yesterday. Coming back, he played a great second half. They were fortunate the week before against the Vikings with Dan Bailey missing field goals. And he still was kicking for the Vikings yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was surprised to see that. I thought he would have been gone.
Yeah, so very, very interesting. Speaking about people staying or going, Captain Carson Wentz, he wants to remain with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see what transpires there because there's going to be a lot of NFL teams are going to say, hey, if you're not going to keep him as your starting quarterback, we'll take a shot with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be something to find out here in, you know, a few months what's going to happen there. And in college football, it looks like they've put it together. I don't know if I agree with it. Alabama's going to face Notre Dame and Clemson's going to play Ohio State. This would have been the perfect year, Captain, to have an 18 playoff, but they didn't do it. I don't know why college football didn't get together with the TV people and work something out because about, I would say, at least a couple teams deserve to be in this talk, and they're not going to be. And it's just, it's not a good system. They think it is. It's better than it used to be where you just voted for who you thought was number one, but still, there's room for improvement, and work needs to be done in that department, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Curious to what the other folks out there feel, too, about that. But that's what we have. We're going to have Alabama face Notre Dame and Clemson play Ohio State. Now, if Notre Dame happens to beat Alabama, Captain, which I don't foresee occurring, but anything can happen on any given day, and Clemson beats Ohio State, which Ohio State's, they played a little sluggish against Northwestern Saturday, but they should play a better game against Clemson. But it could be Clemson and Notre Dame again for the third time.
We should mention Alabama really mm-hmm. didn't put it on Florida. That was a game much closer than what most people thought it was going to be.
That's true, Captain. It looked like, you know, this is the flagship station, too, for the Florida Gator football on the screen station. And this was very interesting. Alabama really had them at halftime, and they came back in second half kind of just going through the motions, and Florida almost caught them. Very good point, Captain. I think the game would have been different if they, you know, really had to put it on them and would have looked at it a little different. They thought they just coasted, so you got to put that in the equation, too. Not a good thing to do, though. You keep a team in a game long enough, that's how you lose. So great points, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the hockey fans out there, they officially are going to roll out a 56-game schedule. So they should start in January, the start of the hockey season. You know, a lot of people are going to say 56 games is enough. What's your thoughts on that, Matt?
I think it's fine. I mean, I think it was really kind of long to begin with.
Yeah, 80 games. I mean, basketball, too, 80 games.
And all these sports were coming together?
Yeah, I think it's more than enough. Baseball, they're talking about maybe reducing it. I would like them to reduce as many games as they play inside their own division, baseball.
By the way, the Super Bowl is when?
Yeah, man, it's going to be first Sunday in February here in It's going to be in Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium.
So that's the 7th, February 7th?
Yes, yes. So I'm hoping that they're going to let more fans in, maybe get this COVID vaccine ready and, you know, make it a great Super Bowl because of
you heard what the NFL said yesterday, right, about the vaccine?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so I'm going to see how that transpires here in Florida, though.
But the thing, the thing of it is, we've got people that have already bought season tickets, and I think what they're trying to do is get all the people that have bought our season. Listen to me, Super Bowl tickets. But I think they're trying to get people that have bought the tickets into the game first, and they would do that provided they had the coronavirus vaccine and could prove it that they would let them into the game, which would mean we might have a stadium half full versus a third full.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, man, maybe if we can really spice things up, we could get, you know, almost major capacity in there. At least get everybody here in the Tampa Bay area, you know, to enjoy the game and get people to come to the great city of Tampa and really enjoy it. It's a big thing for, you know, the community. So, well, Captain, I appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for having me on, and you take care. God bless. Have a very Merry Christmas. Everybody be safe out there. Be kind to your fellow man, please. Let's all do a random act of kindness this week.
You going
to
be around for lunch over there?
Yes, sir. I will see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow, Captain, at 11:30. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
All righty. Thank you. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. So he'll be over with us as we have lunch tomorrow at Mission Barbecue over on Waters Avenue here, just east of the toll road, the Veterans Expressway. Okay. Here's what Patrick Hyland does.
Take care, Coach Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go. And check him out. You won't be sorry. He can save you some money on various insurance there, not only just health insurance, but life insurance, too. He does the good thing there. All right, let's see here. Second vaccine. This is coming from a Florida website. Second vaccine from Moderna rolling out and should start going into arms Monday. Okay. We'll see. Moderna should be out going into arms on Monday. Now, we've been told the next group of shots will be given to people 75 years of age and older, as well as more first responders, frontline workers and first responders. Now, we'll see. We'll see how that works out, because that's what I was told, but I don't know if that's indeed going to be the case, but we'll know this week as far as what's transpiring there. And let's see here. I got a message from Rich, and Rich is saying, let's see here. It's being slow. My email is being slow on me today. Rich is saying, though an agreement was reached, there is no text on the bill. We understand that it's going to be $600 checks for the folks and $300 for unemployment to raise the check up. Is that true? Yes, it is, Rich, and it is what it is. So now you know the rest of the story. Now, don't forget, I'll be back tonight. We'll be talking, I'm sure, more about what's transpiring here with this stimulus package that's going through, and we'll see whether or not it can be combined with something else too. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay warm. Stay out of the freezing fog up there in the Northeast, and I'll see you all tonight. God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.